Now time for Locker Room Chat. I'm here with Axel Boys head basketball coach Jason Tynan. After a couple of wins from this past week, a couple of non-league wins, Coach, we'll start off with your guys' 61-31 win against Flint Hills Christian. And this is a game, Coach, where Brandon Schmelzley, boy, he looked really good in this one, 21 points and 9 rebounds as well. Your thoughts on his performance and just your overall game in general?
Brandon did a really good job. Like, so far this year, he's kind of taken over the point guard role for us, our one. He does a really good job of getting others involved, and sometimes he's a little too unselfish, and he's being a little bit more aggressive than he has in the past, which is good for us. And he needed to step up on the rebound side of things, and I was kind of shocked that he got 9 rebounds, but in that game, because he kind of seemed to be out at the top a lot. But good players like that kind of get some sneaky stats that you don't really notice in the game, and he did a really good job. And overall, we played really well. We shared the basketball. I think once again we had about 23 or 25 made field goals, and we had like 22 assists. And so we did a really good job of sharing the basketball and finding open people, and then making the shots when they do get their opportunities.
Eli Brockstrom had a double-double in this one, 12 points, 10 rebounds, and Colin Shaughnessy had 9 points as well in your guys' win against Flint Hills Christian. As for your guys' win against Pike Valley, you guys won that one 82-35. You guys shot lights out. It was a 46.4% shooting effort in this one. And speaking of Colin Shaughnessy, he leads you guys in scoring with 19 points. He also had 5 rebounds and 5 assists. This was really just a breakout game for him.
Yeah, and he's kind of stepped up big time there, and the combination of him and Eli on the outside hitting shots, I think that it's going to motivate both of them. I think both of them want to shoot well, and they kind of want to outdo each other. So there's kind of a little competition. When Eli hits a shot, I think Colin wants to hit a shot, and vice versa. So that's good. And then Brandon has been shooting the ball well from the outside right now, and so it kind of just in the first quarter, I think we were 5 of 10, 5 of 11. Sometimes I thought at one time we were getting a little three-point happy. But, when they're going in, that basket looks big and you just keep wanting to shoot them. But defensively, especially in the first half, we did an unbelievable job on Pike Valley. We held them to 15 points. We were turning them over, and we were forcing tough shots from them in the first half. And so that really lets our offense kind of flow a little bit and play a little looser. So it's a credit to our offensive side, it's a credit to our defensive side, what our offense can do. And we kind of are learning that defense is the key to get us to where we want to go.
Eli Brockstrom was 3 rebounds and 2 assists away from a triple-double. He went 11, 7, and 8. And on top of that, Brandon Schmelzley, he had 12 points and 6 assists. Coach, you talked about your guys' shooting. Do you feel like that it's kind of been contagious the past few games, being able to try to how are you going to try to able to keep this kind of productivity up and keep shooting above 40% each and every game?
I think it is a little contagious. And, we try to get, easy score opportunities by getting out in transition. And we want to see the ball go through the hole. And I think, once you get a couple shots to go in, and you kind of get a little more confident. And so that's been a big, big part of it. The big thing is that, we kind of talked about it the other day, is what's going to happen when – how are we going to respond? Because good teams respond to adversity when, we start the game 0-5 or 0-6. How are we going to respond to that? Or right now we've been starting off really, really well. So we kind of talked about that, and I credit that to Eli a little bit here. You've been reading the stats. He's kind of averaging right around that 11, 8, and 7. He's done a really good job of transforming a little bit. He's kind of always been a score-first kind of player. And this year he's kind of passing the ball a little bit, a little bit more, finding open guys and making other people better. And he's also rebounding a heck of a lot more. So he's kind of really matured, and I think that he's doing the little things that we need to become a better team. And I think others are seeing that sacrifice that he's making, and I think it's making us all overall better as a team.
You guys are playing great ball right now, and now this week, a couple more non-league games against Rock Hills. You guys did not play them last year. It was this point last year you guys were playing Wetmore. What are some things you're looking forward to in these games, trying to keep things going?
Just continue to do what we do defensively. We want to get out and pressure a little bit and go there and let our defense ignite our offense, and just continue working on that, continue rebounding the basketball. That was one of the areas that I was kind of worried about going into the year, and we've done a phenomenal job on that. We gave up a few too many offensive rebounds the other night to Pike Valley, but overall, I think that, you know, rebounding, we've done an adequate job. We need to just keep improving on that, and then keep playing team basketball. Like the other night, we had 32 made field goals and 27 assists, and there's not much more a coach can ask for.
That is for sure. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it. Best of luck this week. And also, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's to you, because we won't be able to do this again until January 3rd is our next one.
All right. Thanks, Jared. Same to you.
That was Axel Boys head basketball coach Jason Tynan here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern Axel Branch, and B&D Buildings.